Hello, folks from the internet, and welcome to another installment of the greatest basement podcast ever formed, Noise from the Basement. Installment number 8, with me, Carl.
I'm Shane.
I'm Zach.
I'm Mike.
And this is Mike's Basement.
And we're all back.
This is, we're coming back after a brief stint away at other places. We were, where were we? I was in Pittsburgh.
As was I.
I was in Boston.
I was in Philadelphia, yeah.
You didn't move anywhere, did you?
No.
Do you commute?
I do.
From here? Great.
How did you know?
I took a wild guess. And, coming back, August was our last, was number 7. You guys remember.
That is right.
That is correct.
How have you guys been?
Good.
I've been good.
Doing pretty well.
Good to hear everybody.
How have you been?
I'm glad to see that we're all still in one piece. You know, after all that we went through.
Not a single one of us has died from a drug over there.
Thank God.
Yes.
Stay safe. Always get tested.
Spray any bigger cats.
But don't declaw them. Can we have a conversation about that? So I have this person, friend, that thinks it's okay to declaw animals. It's okay to take, and here's the process. At least this is how they used to do it. I don't know if they've changed it subsequently.
I think they have changed it subsequently.
But in order to declaw a cat, you need to remove the first digit from their fingers, each one. It's surgery, it's painful. And then, the animal, if it ever gets outside, cannot defend itself from other cats that would want to do it harm.
Yeah, declawing is really helpful.
Thanks, Zach. Thanks for agreeing.
I have cats, and they all get clipped.
They get clipped, exactly, because it's not hard.
But it is risky, because there's a point in like the fingernail where if you get to there, it really hurts them.
Yeah. I did that once, and my cat limped around the house and got blood on the floor.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
That is what happened.
That's a terrible car.
It's really basically awful. Like if you go too far, it's like cutting off the tip of the finger. So you have to be very careful.
Well, it grows back, man.
Yeah.
It's not like declawing. It's way worse.
It's way better. Declawing.
Right.
So is that the declawing conversation? Does anybody have anything else to add?
Well, no one disagreed. There was consensus.
The podcast only goes up from here.
Now, will it? Will it?
Maybe.
So we saw Bridesmaids the other day.
Yeah.
It's a fine film. It's starring Judd Apatow.
No. Produced by Judd Apatow.
Okay.
Directed by Paul Feig. Written by Kristen Wiig and Annie Wilkow.
Who's that second person?
Allison Chick. She was in the airplane scene, sitting next to Kristen Wiig.
I have a question. What do producers do?
They're involved in the production.
Whoa.
Okay.
They have, like, I mean, like, they're involved, I guess. I mean, they talk in interviews, like, Judd Apatow basically kind of tries to guide it, and he gives ideas, like, he came up with the scene where they all get food sickness.
I know, it was funny.
Spoiler alert!
I didn't spoil what happened to it.
Still spoiled.
I've spoiled too much already. I'll shut up. But no, the producer is important. It'll be part of the movie.
Without it being produced.
Yeah, that way. Yeah. That's someone thinking that one.
Alright. Well, you learn something new every day.
Every day.
Don't let anybody tell you that you don't.
Because you do.
Today I learned that. Oh, I learned more than that today.
Oh, I'm sorry.
There were some great ones. Like, I learned how to teach someone how to ride a bike.
Oh, yeah.
Our friend from college, his name is Trevor, and he didn't know how to ride a bike until today, because we taught him how to do it.
It was a little frustrating at first.
Is he here?
No, he left. Yeah, he's in the car.
Oh, we left the engine
right from college. Why was he over here?
Oh, he lives in Baltimore. Oh. Or around there. In Maryland.
I've seen enough episodes of The Wire. I think I can communicate with him. Had you brought him?
My roommate from freshman year lives in Baltimore.
Cool. Where did your roommate from this past year live?
Some place in Massachusetts.
What is in Massachusetts?
Simsbury.
Oh, no, I'm thinking of Maryland. Maryland is not very large.
The other Massachusetts.
Massachusetts has Boston.
Yes, there's Boston, there's Springfield. That's it. There's just two places.
There's Brookline.
Brookline?
There's Cambridge.
Massachusetts?
Wait a minute. That's in England, first of all. Get your lies out of the podcast. People depend on this service to bring them truth and knowledge.
Talking to you, Ethan.
Cambridge, where Harvard is?
He stopped listening by now.
I'm going to make him listen to this one.
That first couple minutes, they were shaking.
Never really.
I was waiting. I was the only one holding up the ladder that metaphorically represents this podcast.
It was pretty touch and go there for a minute.
And then someone walked in. And I think it's still crumbling, to be honest.
Well, don't we have stuff? Zach, what are we going to talk about?
We talked about a lot of things already.
Did you guys hear?
Where my room is.
Osama bin Laden.
What's he up to?
Oh, he died like 2006.
Yeah, that's what I
thought. From kidney cancer,
yeah.
Right?
He was on dialysis.
He was on dialysis.
Moving on.
What's going on? How did you guys find out?
Oh, I'll tell you the story of how everyone found out. So we were all hanging out in my basement. And we were just sitting there. But then Devin was looking at his phone. And he was like, hey guys, I think Osama bin Laden was shot. And killed. And so I was like, oh man, I should check that out. So I looked at my phone, and my mom called me. So I was like, oh man. So I ran upstairs, and my mom was watching television. And she was like, Carl, I think Osama bin Laden has been killed.
Wait. Your mom was upstairs, and she called you while you were downstairs?
Yeah.
She doesn't want to walk away.
She was in bed watching the Phillies
game,
which they interrupted.
You think she would just yell for you?
That. No, we were being noisy. And then we watched the president's speech on the news, and it was great.
Highlight of the speech, the very end, he turns around, walks down a long hallway while the camera's still rolling, and nothing happens until he makes a left and heads out of the door like a badass.
Yeah, he does.
Great.
Wow.
Yeah, I was just in my room, and it was like, hey, you hear the news? And I was like, what news? I've heard some news. This particular one, maybe not. And he's like, well, they killed Bin Laden. And I was like, oh. And it took a little while to register what he was saying. And I was like, oh, I see. I think he said they killed Osama.
I thought he was president. That is not good.
No.
People should be more concerned.
I can tell you.
Yeah. Then we all gathered in the common room and watched it. But crazy stuff happened because this huge park in Boston, the Boston Common, is right outside our dorm. And so like around an hour later, maybe less probably, started hearing a ton of noise outside. And I actually went down with a friend of mine, and there was this huge amount of people walking into the Boston Common. Like it looked like it would have been like an organized parade or something, which it wasn't. And everyone just collectively realized, like, let's go to the common. And they all center around the gazebo where people were just shouting and chanting, like USA, and singing that song, Ain't No Mountain. Or no, sorry,
Ain't
sorry.
No Mountain High.
The song
McDonald.
You were singing earlier.
Michael McDonald.
I told Shane would be referencing the
podcast.
Oh, yeah. Na-na-na-na.
Na-na-na-na.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
It kind of works.
Is that the Beatles?
No.
Derp. Star Spangled Banner.
Did you say Derp?
Derp.
What's going on?
The thing is, once you got there, you realized nothing was going on. The only thing that was happening were that people were going there, so everyone would be about 15 minutes.
Yeah. Oh. That's exciting. There was a great feeling of community.
There was.
And spirit.
And I feel weird about celebrating anyone's death, but I'm also like, yeah.
Yeah.
That feeling of community is always kind of...
It was symbolic.
Yeah.
I saw a YouTube video of some redneck riding around on his four-wheeler in the backyard, firing his gun, and there was an American flag attached to the back of the vehicle.
I like it. How did I find out? Oh, yeah. I was on the computer... which is surprising, I know.
Oh, yes.
But I was sitting there, and I was like, whoa, why am I getting so many little Twitter notifications? And then every... Because I have, like, 6 Twitter accounts on here, which you shouldn't do. Never do that. But, like, half of my screen was full of notifications, and they were all like, hey, Osama is dead. And I was just like, oh, look at that. There's many more, Zach.
Is there still one that is your dad?
Yeah.
That was a really great one.
Need some updating.
I follow that.
He hasn't said weird enough things lately.
Oh, what a shame.
We should provoke him.
He's upstairs, I think.
Yeah.
We should get him down here. When is the last time we had a guest?
That's a good question.
James, I think.
James?
How do you remember that, Zach?
We've had 2 guests in this entire...
Oh, on this podcast.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, the L-Cycle days.
James was the only one we've had in the last 2 years, so it's not hard.
Cool. Cool. We should get Jenny back again. And that rabbit.
Oh, yeah, the rabbit.
Oh, the rabbit.
Oh, reminiscing of Time Gold. These inside jokes, don't they bring hours of entertainment? Hours.
Don't they, Carl?
Hey, wait, Shane.
Don't they?
How did you find out about Osama?
Well, I was sitting in my apartment, and I think I got a text, and then I went on the internet and watched the person speak live. It was it all unfolded.
Look how good the internet's got.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, I love that.
That thing is useful now.
I can't get enough of that internet stuff.
Wait, which player did you watch it off of? YouTube? CNN.
How would they stream it live on YouTube, Carl?
They can do that.
They can do that now?
Yeah, oh yes.
Where have I been?
Concert.
What is this, 2007?
I don't even know
LCD sound
where
system. All those bands have live streams streaming on YouTube.
Watch your language, okay? PG.
No, it isn't. We have the explicit tag.
We still have iTunes?
Yeah, are we still on iTunes?
Yeah. Are we?
We still, I believe, are on iTunes.
And we still have a YouTube and...
No, YouTube's mine.
This is a great gimmick.
We play.
Yo, so, I was on YouTube the other day, and I was thinking a new podcast to listen to, and there was this one where there's a whole bunch of dudes that talk about shitty dead podcasters. And how no one's going to listen to it. It's hilarious, man! These guys are great! It's the real deal!
The real deal!
It's the real deal!
It's not one of those, corporate podcasts made by companies.
It's not corporate at all. Not at all.
These aren't the suits in Washington. Washington. I'm 8.
So, let's talk about other things that we've seen on a screen.
Yeah, what are those, Carl?
What about the things on the screen of Zach's phone?
Oh, topics. Wait, we can talk about the new Kanye West album.
What?
Yeah.
That was really cool when it came out.
Okay, fine. We don't have to talk about that.
Anything you want to say, Carl?
We haven't podcast since August. It came out in November. It's new.
It's relevant.
It's very
relevant. My favorite track was the first one.
Yeah,
and the last one.
Track number one, always a good choice.
I like Runaway.
Runaway. Runaway from the paper.
Now we have to pay royalties.
No, if we don't sing too much.
Yeah, that's right, 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
That's how YouTube gets it.
But you guys all sang for like 10 seconds each. Does that add up?
No.
And I don't think Shane sang Kanye West.
No.
That was Jamiroquai.
Which is a great artist.
The quote-unquote white talentless Stevie Wonder.
Quote-unquote?
Quote-unquote.
Gotta be something so hard on
that. Quote-unquote.
Unquote.
Shame.
Oh, no, not him quote. This is just other people have said this about him in my presence.
Oh. And it's not nice to make fun of people's taste in music to their face.
I don't believe I was being made fun of. I think I heard this.
I make fun of your taste in music behind your back.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm aware. I have spies everywhere.
Shane's got room. Shane has eyes everywhere.
Oh my god.
Maybe I'm one
not
of them.
Not a joke anymore.
Can't even trust me.
Sorry, I don't think anyone can even hear me.
I still don't know if your microphone's working.
I think it's broken.
No, I can see it. It's on the screen. So guess what? I was at this sporting event the other day. Seriously, I was watching sports. This was a high school field hockey game. And they were playing Diva Ray through the stadium speakers.
Man.
They also played Andrew WK.
Well, he is born to party.
That's true.
And he's got a show on Comedy Central.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, I know he's not a cartoon. At all. That totally throws off the format.
I'm still trying to figure out why Carl was at a high school field hockey game.
I was watching everybody.
Oh, alright. Awesome.
You want to know who won?
Yeah.
So do I.
Which high school?
But you don't.
I don't, right.
Carl doesn't even know at high school.
Yeah. No, our high school.
Was your sister playing?
No.
No?
No. What else?
She doesn't play field hockey.
To be there, then.
We should stop before Carl gets arrested for some reason.
Listen, they're on high school.
Any reason at all.
Anyone on that.
They're over 12. It's fair game.
In Taiwan. Or is it Thailand?
Listen, I don't believe in cultural relativism. It's okay for the Taiwanese, it's okay in America.
But Carl, everything's relative.
What if your blue's my red?
That's irrelevant.
What if a tree falls in the woods and if there is no sound made? Does anyone hear it?
Just a proper that scenario.
You put a new spin on an old favorite.
Even if someone's in the woods with it, they wouldn't hear it, because no sound was produced. No.
I think we should just have a time when Carl remixes every old joke.
Remix the remix, it's back to normal.
It's so unrealistic that nothing would be able to hear the tree. If there are fucking bugs and animals, if someone's gonna hear
what if we put the tree in a lab? That was in the woods, so it was still a tree in the woods.
And the lab gnomes would hear it.
Oh, yeah.
Why did the chicken wait until he was at the crosswalk to cross, even though jaywalking would have been more convenient? Because it's the fucking law! And you have to cross at a crosswalk.
You have to obey it.
Thanks. Save us from our derailing.
The next topic on the list is a really stupid one. It's Carl's wisdom teeth.
Oh, it's not stupid at all. It's
Carl's
scary.
Getting his wisdom teeth out.
So this was sprung on me very recently. I just found out. All right, so here's a little backstory. Here's why it's happening. My dad's insurance expires at the end of the month. And he's switching from Aetna to another one that's cheaper.
Whose name you can't disclose?
What Aetna is. AETNA?
Yes.
Fish.
And it will be cheaper for him to get the wisdom teeth out before on the current plan than on the new one. So he's got to speed it up. He's got to do it within May, and because my job starts next weekend, we're doing it Tuesday.
We'll do it live!
Can you get us into the dentist office?
I don't know. Maybe we could podcast live.
We will provide commentary.
I really think someone should take a camera into the outpatient room and just see what Carl gets up to. Myself, after I had my teeth out, I was apparently quite infatuated with giving the electrical outlet a middle finger. I followed this pursuit with much reckless joy.
Why? You didn't videotape that?
No, I hadn't thought to.
Pictures banner didn't happen.
Well, I don't have any pictures.
He needs to get his teeth taken out again.
Oh, that was really painful. I want
to
do it again.
You don't actually have to get your teeth taken out. Just go ask for the drugs again.
Oh, okay, I'll do that.
It's much quicker.
Yeah. That would be fun.
That's actually what I'm most excited for. Yeah.
I guess that's why adults like actually go through with getting their teeth worked on.
Oh, yeah. My family used to talk about how much they loved going to the dentist. Because even if they didn't have any like major surgery to get done, like, oh, I have a cavity to get drilled, they'd get the laughing gas. And
I don't know, a family of
nitrous
drug
oxide,
addicts.
Right? What is it called?
I don't know.
It wasn't. They're not drug addicts. It was just, I mean, it got them high. So what? Everybody's just trying to get
they're
high.
They're addicted to dental work.
I got my wisdom teeth out over 5 years ago.
Damn.
What?
Yeah.
How do you think it changed your life?
Are you less wise?
Would you be a different person today if you still had them?
He would have eaten more efficiently. Maybe.
I don't know about that.
I don't know anything about the efficiency of this.
Yep.
We have some research before the next podcast.
So here's a question. I don't know if anyone gets this, but we'll see if it sparks conversation. Why did human beings' jaw shrink during evolution? We used to have a big ass mouth, and you got shorter. Yeah, we didn't need to, but we could have still had the option to.
Yeah, but
if
not,
things had stayed the same size.
It's just suddenly really convenient to have a massive jaw. And evolution seems to shrink, actually.
It's actually a lot. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't know what you're saying.
Can you cite any biological sources to back up your claims?
No. It just seems like inconvenient to have a huge jaw. You don't really need it anymore.
Well,
we did back then when we were eating like animals left and right who weren't like processed little burgers.
I love little burgers.
Yeah, we'd just like find a critter and like bite into it or something.
A large jaw might have made for a larger target as well.
Wow.
Ooh. Consider it.
Because
just I'm thinking, alright, if you're gonna make the jaw shorter, then cut out the teeth too. Like, don't grow those. If you got nowhere to put it. Seriously, it's just sideways. It's growing into the side of my teeth.
This is a long process that we're in the middle of, Carl. And unfortunately,
we're
only just starting to see the time.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It's never, because you know what, people? Unless the government comes down and says, listen, if you have wisdom teeth, then you're not allowed to reproduce. And your genes are not allowed to go to the next generation. We're just never going to evolve. We're just always going to have a race of people with painful things that grow in their mouth. And that don't have no
always. Usually someone has to give birth to someone without wisdom teeth.
But it will never be selected against in the population because there's no natural selection.
We're doomed to weak selection.
Yeah.
That really doesn't make sense. Maybe.
It's annoying, too.
But like saying that if you got your wisdom teeth taken out, you would eventually have generations of people with that wisdom teeth. That's like saying if I was going
to
chop off Shane's arm and he reproduced chopped off arm people, there would be chopped off arm babies everywhere.
There are people who are born without wisdom teeth, who are technically evolutionarily
more advanced, right. And we should have them reproduce.
We should make super...
No one else being allowed to reproduce. Because wisdom teeth is such a massive issue plaguing society.
It's huge, man. Listen, it's just fresh on my mind. It's coming up Tuesday.
We should seek it out for the reproductive journey.
Carl wishes he hadn't been born.
Honestly.
On the basis of his wisdom teeth.
Well, I should be selected again.
Just wisdom teeth.
Into the general population. Hopefully, one day I'll be walking along, I'll get a toothache, and the panther will come get me in my time of darkness. This is seriously the most...
Are you listening, Panthers? If you kill Carl, you will single-handedly save the human race
from wisdom teeth.
A side note, the mascot of Carl's school is a panther, so he's in for a wild ride.
Coincidence? Say that?
I think not.
If any of you listeners have panthers, just stand in your backyard and throw them as
Send
hard
them
as you can.
P.O. Box!
At Pittsburgh.
poll. Quick poll. What's the most serious medical procedure you've ever undergone? Starting with me. None. This wisdom teeth thing will be it. The largest. I've never even been to the hospital except to visit people. I never got stitches for that cut I got on my head in, like, 11th grade.
Show us your cut.
It's healed.
What?
I didn't need
stitches.
You can't even show it to our live video audience.
But I'm freaking out, so give me some guidance. What do you have?
Yeah, wisdom teeth is the only time I've ever been anesthetized.
What was that word?
Anesthetized.
That's where you... Okay. I'm following now.
All right, okay. Mike's back on board.
I am back.
Back attack.
Here.
Yeah, like I broke a tail once. And I pneumonia.
And
that was the extent of my illness in life.
I too had had my wisdom tooth removed, and it hurt a little bit afterwards too. But
yeah, it hurts.
Eventually, it was okay.
Ooh, I don't know about that.
If there's not, did you not feel
it? I still see the effects.
You'll probably get Vicodin, or whatever the other Percocet.
It's hard to taste afterwards.
That's true.
It was annoying because it's also hard to eat. So you're like, this is a great opportunity to have a milkshake. And then you have one, you're like, fuck.
Here's a fun fact.
Fun fact.
Okay, you go.
I was gonna go, was I? I think I was just going to say ooh milkshakes.
Seriously, fun fact. This is probably when I say everybody learns something new every day. You're listening to this right now, this is what you're going to learn.
Get ready.
Brace yourself.
So when they do the wisdom teeth procedure, there's a nerve that runs in the lower part of your jaw. And even if they just touch it, they don't even have to cut it. There is a 98 or whatever percent chance. Wait, no, maybe it happens in 2% of the procedures that this happens.
That sounds more correct.
Yeah. You lose all the feeling in, like, the lower part of your jaw and, like, your lip and, like, your tooth area, maybe even your tongue, and it's bad. And then, from there, there's a 50% chance that that'll be permanent. You'll never gain the feeling.
Dude, that's like a 1% chance of complete paralysis.
I know. Well, no, you can still move it, you just can't feel it.
Oh.
You don't get your wisdom teeth out.
If you enjoy tactile sensations in and around your mouth.
No!
Who enjoys that?
My favorite, what? Kissing, making out with people.
Making out with things.
All the time.
These cats, mmm.
I like making out, and I wouldn't as much if this happened.
I really think you're going to be fine, Carl.
You want to get half as much. You want to get half as
much. I'd still like making out, to be honest.
What you should really worry about is dry socket.
What?
Dry socket is something that can happen in the first couple of weeks after you get your wisdom teeth out.
Oh.
And in the areas where the teeth have been removed. And you'll be given special instructions to clean your mouth regularly in order to avoid this.
First of all, I don't at all ever now. So should I start?
Yes. That's the first step.
Okay.
Brush your teeth a few times before you go to the dentist.
All right. In the habit.
All right.
Don't eat too much, or at all, before your wisdom teeth removal procedure.
They say that. They say from the midnight up before the day.
Yeah.
Up.
They don't want your mom on day coats.
You're going to... Carly, there's a percentage of chance that you're going to vomit on them?
100%.
Wow.
100%.
What a percentage.
I'm going to go in before the drugs even kick in.
It's off the charts.
Yeah, you're just going to be like, hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, it's really great to meet you. I'm excited to have, you know... Go under.
But
let me get this off my chest. There we go.
But watch
out.
Get
me out of your chest.
Because, you know, at least in my experience, when I got in there, they didn't even say, like, all right, we're going to put you under now. They laid me down on the table, and I watched them put something in my arm, and I was like, I wonder when I'll start to... And then everything was gone, and I woke up, and I don't remember.
I hope they do that.
That's how they do the counting down to 10. I think they make it to 1.
Oh, wow. People only make it to 8.
Really? Maybe I didn't. I don't know. I have no memory of it.
I was like...
Sure. Wait, you just made that up?
I was like, I'm going to fight it. Yeah. I'm going to do it. And then I don't even remember trying to do it.
You always want to be like, I'm not going to fucking fall asleep for and figure it for one.
That's crazy. You crazy, Dennis.
You can't outwill the drugs.
That, yeah.
If it was that unlikely that I made it to 1, I probably didn't.
What if you made it to 1 and didn't fall asleep and you're like, shit, now I have to stay up for this surgery.
But you couldn't talk. Yo, guys, guys, no.
I was trapped in a conscious state.
Yeah, that happened. You, like, wake up from surgery, but you can't move because you're paralyzed.
Right.
We should just say all these things before Carl goes to surgery to do this.
You're making me nervous.
You just
nervous.
The anesthesia.
Nervous. Nervous.
You can die just from the anesthesia. They can do the procedure perfectly, and you can still die.
I heard that. They had to tell me that.
Yeah.
They were like, listen, we just have to tell you this. It doesn't happen all the time. We just have to tell you this. Get it out of the way. Just so you don't suicide it. Just in case it happens. Because it might, but it won't.
This reminds me of a story.
You can die walking down a street.
You have an anecdote?
I do, actually.
Let's
surprisingly.
Hear it.
So, which is interesting because this leads on to when we were talking about surgeries and whatnot and all the various surgeries, and all you guys were just like, I had some teeth taken out, and then Zach was all like, I'm Zach and I broke a toe. But I was never like, hey, wait, I had surgeries as well. But
you
I did. I had a lot of surgeries.
Oh, snap.
Yeah.
Oh.
I know, right?
I mean, I didn't even know that.
Should I go through them all?
Yeah, please.
All right.
Yeah,
let's hear a list.
If you feel comfortable.
If I can remember them all. So, let's go back in time.
Let's take a walk down memory lane.
Memory lane.
Mike's Corner anecdote music. Go.
Do-do-do.
We can't even hear the end of the
all right.
Wait,
yeah. we can't hear shit.
Shut up,
then. Okay. We're going back to second grade now. In second grade, I got my tonsils and my adenoids taken out.
Okay, I know what the first one was, but not the second.
I don't know what the second one is either.
But you don't got them no more.
No, they're removed.
Where are they at? Used to be.
Oh. Wait, Zach has a thing. No,
baby surgeries.
Come on. I want to hear.
I'll let that go.
Oh, well, I got those taken out. And that was cool. And then I had surgery on my eyelid, which was fun. Because I had, like, a thing growing on it, which is, yeah, it was gross.
Nice.
But they were like, we're going to get rid of that.
Good.
And then third grade, I had surgery on my finger, because my fingernail was all messed up. Yeah.
Oh, no.
And it was really cool, because they, like, drilled the hole through my finger, and they put, like, wire in there. I know, it was really awesome to look at.
Were you conscious while it was happening?
I don't remember, so probably not.
Right. That sounds like it hurts.
But anyway, for one of these many surgeries, since we were on the discussion, we were in the discussion on the topic of what's it called?
Anesthesia.
I was going to say Anastasia, but that's a lady.
She was.
But anesthesia, I remember being like really little and sitting in this room at the hospital, and they were like, "Hey, the anesthesiologist is going to come in and talk to you about the procedure." So he comes in, it's like he's like getting ready for lunch. He's got this orange that he's throwing around. So he's like talking to us about this, and he sets down his orange, and he's like, "All right, guys." And then he leaves, and he forgets his orange. And there's like the forgetful dude who's going to be putting me to sleep and making sure I'm still alive. And he left his orange.
He put a food item into the room and then forgot it. That's not a great indication.
I know.
What's in store for you?
I forgot my Mountain
Dew. But I'm still alive, I think.
You hear this car kid over here?
I'm thirsty.
Do you want some of my fridge? There's stuff in there. I don't know. No, I don't know what's in there or how old it is, but I can go check real quick.
No, don't worry about it. I'll drink it later.
Oh, all right.
So, but he didn't, like, mess anything up, did he?
I don't think so.
Good. I mean, you seem pretty normal.
I do.
It wasn't, like, brain surgery.
No, it wasn't. It was other kinds of surgery. That were close to the brain, but not the actual brain.
Brain-esque
surgery.
I still want to know what those things are that Mike had that doesn't anymore. That aren't tonsils.
As do I.
Adenoids.
Adenoids.
They ring up bells.
Zach, you have a phone.
Oh, it's on airport.
We're in the airport right now. We can't make calls.
Airport mode.
The TSA is on our backs.
So, wow, that's a lot of work, actually.
That is. Quite the ordeal.
When did you get the plastic surgery to make you look like Britney Spears?
Oh, that was recently, actually.
Yeah, I was going to mention that.
I know. I mean, I didn't look like this the last podcast. But for you viewers at home, you're just looking at black right now, I assume, because you're asleep.
It's a black screen.
But
I love your newest video, Mike.
Oh, thank you. What was it called again?
Fill the World, then.
I've just been on so many drugs lately, being me, that I just don't know anymore.
Yeah, I know it's hard to keep track. I get the same thing.
No, Brittany's great. She's fine. Leave her alone. How about you, Zach? Baby surgery.
I don't know. What my sister will
do. Can't hear about this.
What?
this is a very personal story,
Maddie,
for the audience.
You're making Zach feel uncomfortable.
She's also trying to do sign language at us, but we don't know it.
What are we, New Zealand? Hers?
I don't know any sign language.
Did you know that sign language is a nationally recognized state language in New Zealand?
No.
And that's the only country.
I didn't know that.
Carl, what's the capital of New Zealand?
Auckland or Wellington? I don't know where. That's like the two biggest cities.
I could do this all day.
Oh, throw it at me, dude. I love playing this game.
Oh, here we go.
What about Latvia?
Here, you're learning some new stuff. Latvia?
Yeah. I don't even know if that's a country anymore.
Riga! Wait. Yeah, it is.
Say it three times fast.
Riga. Riga, Riga. Or Riga. I don't know.
I just like when you say it.
It's European sounding. For now, yeah. Hey, they're vowels, man. You can say an I like 8 different ways. You can say E, I, E, E.
That's all the ones I know.
I think those last three were one.
I don't think they were. They were I.
One was an O.
So, how? That was a... Man, we really milked that wisdom.
We did.
For all of
it. Yeah, I... Wow.
Congrats.
What else is going on?
My character has tooth taken out today.
His chew?
Oh my tooth. God. What happened to your kitty?
I don't know. He's going to grow a tooth.
Is he okay?
Was
he anesthetized?
You want Carl to come over and check on him?
No, I saw him. Like better.
He was the big one, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I love that cat.
Yeah,
how are your little kittens doing?
They're all fine.
They're not kittens anymore.
No, they're in two. You should see them sometime.
The miracle of aging.
That'd be great.
They talk about you a lot.
Aww.
In fact, they never bring my calls to them.
Aww. I'll come by. Great. I'll just take your cats. Yeah. I won't even stay for very long. Just as long as it takes to take the cats.
You'll wait till later in the summer. My parents are around.
Okay. Wait, I thought you were going back to
Zach's house.
Well, yeah, but my parents and brother usually go on vacation, so hopefully they'll be doing that like later in the summer, and I'm going to come home for that week to watch the cat.
Oh,
cool.
Can we come over and
podcast? Yeah, wait. Party at Zach's house.
Party at Zach's house.
Dude. We can get
you heard it here first on the podcast. Everybody who's listening is invited.
That means you, Ethan.
You should come.
Ethan, sit the hell over here.
We should all meet Ethan.
Like, I met him already on the internet.
Like, he lives in Ohio, you guys live in Pittsburgh.
We're kind of meeting a person, isn't it? Right?
Those are like right next door, right?
Yeah, the internet and what?
Oh.
I think he wished me a happy birthday on Facebook, which was great.
Oh, really?
Hey, we should talk about that. You know what I love? Facebook. You know what I love most about Facebook? Birthdays.
Oh.
On Facebook.
Wow. I hate birthdays on Facebook.
You don't like that when everybody writes happy birthday on your wall?
I do not write happy birthday anymore on this wall. I also do not post my birthday.
I didn't post my birthday until the day before my birthday.
No wonder I didn't wish Zach a happy birthday.
Yeah, me neither.
I was offended.
I was actually stalking Zach, and I noticed that his parents were, like, wishing him stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe those were his parents. I don't know.
They were.
Allegedly.
They share his name. The last one. I mean.
Yeah, the last one.
And I was actually thinking of wishing you happy birthday, but I thought it would be really creepy if just out of nowhere, I was like, happy birthday, Zach.
I would have understood why. He clearly saw the other birthday, which is
from like 2 months ago.
I saved the date in my phone.
What?
Remember that call?
What call?
I called you at midnight on your birthday. We talked until sunrise.
Oh. Yes. This, that, and
everything. About that. This, that, and everything.
Yeah.
Wait. This? That and everything.
In
between. Get your story straight, buddy.
I'm thinking real hard.
Like, I lost the battery on your floor.
Oh, no.
But it's okay, because that's where I found it.
You returned it home. What were we talking about, birthdays?
It's a great tradition. When everybody that you know on Facebook that cares about you, even a little, or was on that day, writes happy birthday on your wall.
And then you know that everybody else is not worth being friends with.
Right.
Exactly. Facebook purge.
Exactly.
I would be left with like 15 friends.
81 friends. Yeah, that's right.
That was a popular son of a bitch.
Oh yeah, my friend had a theory about like the birthday ratio where like you have to have a certain ratio of like birthday wishes to amount of friends.
One out of 10, apparently.
I don't remember what mine was the last time I actually had it posted. It was something disappointing. And then last year it was all my family. Because it was just my mom would do it, and then the only people whose feeds it would show up in was everyone. My mom.
Why are you not in my feeds?
I don't know. Sometimes people are like, Zach,
I miss
you're
not
in my feed. And I'm like, well, it's probably your problem.
Yeah, you
You probably hit me one time I made you angry.
Zach's got a great feed. He's always posting these really smart blogs for us to read.
Yeah, thank you.
I always read Zach's things that he puts on the internet. Most of it.
This is super meta. We're on the internet. We're making an internet blog talking about things on the internet. Are we going to get to a point in our lives where
it's crazy?
Just
nothing on
the internet
ever references anything else on the internet.
Just all the internet.
Hence our podcast.
We mostly talk about the internet.
Like, hey, what's up? Remember that one time on the internet?
If you got this podcast on the internet, that means somebody bootlegged it there, because we only distribute cassette tapes.
The whole Osama thing, on Twitter, they had their highest amount of tweets per second ever.
When Osama died.
Yeah,
I was totally seeing that.
Yeah, I was on Twitter.
Speaking of Twitter, Lady Gaga, breaking news,
world's most powerful celebrity, has 1,200,000 Twitter followers.
I don't know if that's how you measure
1,200
or 12 million.
12 million makes a lot more sense. It's like 1,200,000. That is a little number.
Isn't that 1.2 million?
Yeah. That's 1.2 million. Still a low number.
Carl, how many followers do you have in comparison?
19.
Wow.
I think I have like 6.
I think I have 104.
Ooh.
Mike is I am popular. Mike is the most popular.
I am closer to Lady Gaga than all of us.
In the Twitterverse, at least.
Yeah.
I just got a Twitter the other day.
Yeah.
It was more than the other day.
Hold on, Carl.
It was like a month ago.
Yeah, that's not the other day. It's like a month ago.
That's the month before the other day.
That's a pretty good piece.
I was like, I don't remember that. Wait, I do. It was not recent.
Do you think I should make a book with all the tweets that I've made in it?
I do. Yeah. It would be so long.
Dennis Leary did that. And then he tried to plug it on the Daily Show.
Dennis Leary's still doing stuff?
I read that book. I saw it in a bookstore, and I just meant to read like the first couple.
And you read the whole thing, right?
Yeah, in a minute.
Because
it's like, what a fucking waste of a book. Cost like $18.
That's right. I read this in the bookstore.
I saw him pimp that shit live at his comedian's cancer benefit thing that he does in Boston.
What a cheap fuck.
Yeah.
Come on, Dennis Leary.
Come on, what happened to you? Used to be cool. Maybe. I don't really know.
He always struck me as kind of a douchebag.
He actually graduated from my college. And he taught there before he became famous.
Emerson?
Yeah.
Lincoln Palmer?
Yeah. He actually has...
I wasn't expecting that reference from Carl.
Yeah, I wasn't either.
Dennis Leary is actually a doctor, thanks to our college. They made him a
doctor. Dennis
Leary?
Oh my god.
Yeah. He calls himself Dr. Leary.
He has a doctorate in chain
and
smoking.
In fact, in that book of Twitter bullshit, he posts a picture of his degree for Emerson College, naming him and giving an honorary doctorate.
Oh my god.
That's like if I printed out a degree on my computer and then took a picture of it and then showed everybody. Which I should do immediately after this.
Because your computer liked you a lot.
Yeah. Yes. It loves me. I feed it electricity.
Stephen Wright also graduated from Emerson, and he and Dennis Leary were friends.
Wait, I don't know who that is.
Me neither.
Stephen Wright?
No.
Oh, I thought you said Stephen Wrightoff, and I was just like, why'd you add an extra word there if you meant Stephen Wright?
I don't know who Stephen Wright is. I'm still out of the loop.
He's a great
Basically, Mitch Hedberg is the light Stephen Wright.
Oh.
Kind of.
And Dimitri Martin is the light Mitch Hedberg.
Yeah.
That's the scale.
Oh my god, Dimitri Martin is like super light. Although he's hilarious.
He's the lightest of all.
He's a lot of fluff. Yeah. But yeah, no, Stephen Wright's very great. Cool.
Hey, whatever happened to Dimitri Martin? Why didn't they renew his show on Comedy
Central? It was awful.
It wasn't he dead.
Came out Let's not kid ourselves.
Oh, this is a book.
He's so literal. All the time.
Is that his only gimmick?
I think it might be.
That's so sad.
It's literal and graphs.
I thought it was funny.
He's like a mathematician.
He's like Randall from the internet. XKCD Randall.
I should read that, maybe.
What? You don't read XKCD?
Oh.
I know. I'm like a programmer and I don't. What's wrong with me?
God.
Mike. You read Reddit.
Not anymore. I stopped.
Why?
I don't know.
It's a drug. I can't stop.
It feels really
How did you
good.
Do it?
It feels really good not going there, though, which is really
it?
Scary.
Ah, I can't stop. I got really excited, I'm sorry. Seriously, every day and every night, I fall asleep on my couch because of Reddit. I'm like, I should just go to bed, right? It's late now.
Reddit is the new heroine.
Like, no, I'm sure Reddit has updated since I've been there in the last hour and a half.
Every day and every night.
So the world's gonna end.
Yeah.
Oh,
what? You mean there's an end to things? Like, a given thing
it's
has
on,
an end.
It's on the day of the high school junior prom.
Yes, it
so
cool.
Oh,
so that is good planning.
May 21st.
It is May 21st.
Yeah. Okay.
I like how we all know that.
Yeah, I've seen people with big posters outside of my campus
for prom.
Yes. Prom.
For the Strathaven High School junior prom.
Get your dates now!
They're all over that shit in Pittsburgh University.
They really are.
Make sure they sign this sheet if they're over 20.
Well, actually, really, if you think about it, most people in Pittsburgh are from Strathaven. point and case.
A lot of them. 14 of them the year we went.
Yeah. Oh, whoa. A lot. That is many more teens than normal.
Actually, 15 now if you count Elizabeth Baruzzi.
Name drop!
Oh, we need to get her on here. Yeah,
no, that's real creepy. I've never said anything to her. I should be careful with what whose names I say on the internet.
Somebody who is friends
with
her.
Let's just name drop all the people.
Should post this on her wall.
No, I'm sure people who don't know me know my name.
Oh, you know who goes to school with me? Maria Murray. Guess when the last time I spoke to her was? 10th grade.
Dude.
I see her in the elevator all the time.
Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. You talked to Maria Murray?
No. In 10th grade, when she was in my Spanish class.
This is a serious question. For how long was Julie Hazel in school with us?
Not all 4 years.
Because I honestly didn't know who she was till the last week of high school.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know who she was. I had a class with her, like, sometime, and then she sat, like, next to me in graduation.
You didn't have... Yeah. Huh.
Yeah.
Because you both had H names.
Yeah.
That we're not going to disclose.
We already disclosed.
We disclosed a lot of people, but not Zach.
In episode 7... We got mine's out there for the world to know.
There
about.
Was one podcast where you guys both said your full names. Mike and I were smart and did.
Yeah, I remember.
But then you ruined it.
I followed Carl's lead, and it was a bad place to
then,
go.
Then you just right gave up them both Mike's name and my name.
What is my last name?
We've had this discussion where you guys just pretend and like name like random ass names. You've done this before.
Your name is Carl Ethan.
Shane Links for donuts. I mean, it's not a book.
No, it's definitely.
We're reading it.
I'm Zach Rizzo.
Are you related?
Where did you see that?
To Betty?
I'm Carl, a history of Vikings. History of the Vikings.
I'm Zachary Philadelphia Preserve.
I'm Carl, the San Francisco Earthquake.
Suncoast!
Hey, you know, this gimmick of saying our first name plus whatever book title we happen to glance off of my bookshelf will never get old.
Hitler.
That was a good one, actually. Yeah.
Hitler Lincoln.
I encourage this to keep happening.
I'm Zach the Brandywine Tradition.
I'm Shane Stiff Bastiff, Pennsylvania.
Carl, the world's greatest trials.
I'm Mike the European Discovery of America.
I'm Zach the World of Birds.
I'm Carl the Whiskey Reflection.
That'd be a great nickname.
Yeah, the Whiskey Reflection.
Oh, look out, guys. It's the Whiskey Reflection.
I should name a piece of dope there.
Whiskey.
Cool whip.
I'm Zach cool. Ernest Hemingway, a life story.
Coral.
We need to get off this time. Ernest.
Yeah, this is a bad place.
We're in the door and the podcast. Seriously, what? 40 minutes?
How long has it been?
I think it's been 40 minutes.
Just about.
I can check.
I could, but I won't, because I have eyes that aren't going over there.
I actually already checked. I've got to watch where
I'm ahead of the game.
Wearing it.
Hey, what are the circumstances about the end of the world? Because I haven't really bothered to do anything.
We were talking about that. I don't know. I think it's... Here's what's up. They take the Book of Revelation, which says, like, something about, oh, in, like, this much time, something's bad. And they're like, well, it's about this exact date, so we'll go with it. But apparently they...
Shane, what did you do?
I don't know, maybe you can hear me better now.
Maybe.
Maybe. They use real biblical science to support these claims. This is not just some...
Yeah. I mean, that's already...
That's a great oxymoron, isn't it? Biblical science.
Real biblical science.
Yeah, not as real as biblical.
Oh, I heard that we're going to be working in the fields for eternity.
Eternity?
I know, and it's hot out there.
We don't even have enough fields anymore, I don't think. We ran out.
But we're going to definitely need them to make corn gas out of or something.
That's bullshit.
Will most of our fields be covered in the Great Flood, Part 2?
A flood of blood.
I want to be on Noah's team.
He's dead.
Yeah, so is Jesus.
Or is he saying, will the all-star team descend? Moses!
It's,
Jesus!
It's like the Harlem Globetrotters, only biblically.
Say that.
The Prophet Muhammad. Oh, wait! What a curveball.
We need Santa.
I should have really read the third book.
Yeah, I did not.
Of that trilogy.
I've only seen the movies. I haven't read the any of the trilogy.
What book?
The Bible.
Oh,
I thought we were talking about Star Wars.
Oh. Wasn't the
similar trilogies.
So, the Bible, the Quran, and...
The Torah.
Isn't that kind of just the Old Testament?
Yes.
But it's its own book.
But it's written in Hebrew. Maybe.
Seems like you wouldn't need to reread that.
That's a great name for a beer.
Hebrew. Hebrow.
Yeah.
It is the name of a beer.
Yeah. You're right.
Is it kosher?
Well, I'd have to hope so.
I think so.
My beer comes with pork in it all the time. It's delicious.
If you lick a pig and you're Jewish, but it's still alive, is that illegal?
Probably not.
Are they like toads? Mm. Can you get high on pigs?
Wait, you get high on toads?
Didn't you see that Family Guy?
No, what?
Didn't you see that episode of The Simpsons?
Simpsons?
Wait, yeah. I thought South Park did something with cats.
They did. That was a good episode.
Yeah, that was a great one. Because it made fun of Full Metal Jacket.
No, close.
Heavy metal.
There you go. I like that.
Oh, heavy metal.
We got a strange Stanley Kubrick mention in here.
Metal. Oh, did we talk about Mr. Waltman yet?
Oh!
We almost made a whole podcast without me thinking about Mr. Waltman.
I thought about him and I was like, I'm not going to say anything.
I still think about the time that I had to give that 40-minute presentation.
You did a great job.
Are you sure I did?
Yeah, I watched the whole thing. Because
I got a B on it.
Oh, I got an A on mine.
I got a C. I did terrible. I just read off my paper.
He doesn't know who I am.
Maybe you're better off.
Let's alienate Zach.
Now he wrote my recommendation to college.
Mr. Adam.
My life is because of him.
Your life is because
of him. My life is because of Mr. Blass. You should all visit Mr. Blass.
Yeah, before he retires, right?
Yeah.
Wait, Mr. Blass is retiring.
Apparently.
Oh my god, he's only, what, 85?
What's he? I think his mom is still alive, actually.
Jesus.
He doesn't talk about her sometimes?
Yeah, he does.
Oh, I thought he had to visit her in the hospital, though.
He did.
Our senior year.
I still really think that sometimes he just wakes up and forgets what to do.
Okay, so here is the plan. School doesn't get out until another couple weeks from now. Tomorrow, yeah. We all meet up in front of the high school wearing our superhero capes.
I have work. Really? Oh, work can take one for the team.
You can bring your cape to work, right?
Oh, I don't know if there's a cape policy.
Or a no cape policy?
Or
any policy. How do you
feel about this?
Any sort of cape type policy. I'll have to ask someone.
If your employers Google your name and find your podcast, do you think you'll be fired?
Oh, don't worry. My name's not connected to this podcast in any way, unlike some people here.
Oh, God,
oh,
no.
Oh, snaps.
Actually, I have to make sure that like none of our names are on the notice from the Facebook podcast.
Thank you.
People actually have to listen to podcasts to get those.
Oh.
Which then, no,
so that's still out there.
No chance of that.
Like anybody from my office is going to listen to all of these episodes.
Yeah.
Although I
hey, a guy named know, Mike has a blog, that podcast. What if this is Mike Dangle?
Yeah.
Listen to all of them.
Is that it?
Wait, he did say my name.
Is that it?
Oh man, those guys are making fun of how shitty their podcast is again. Oh yeah.
Oh, this cracks me up every time.
Every podcast.
I love that
do.
Jim Gaffigan stick.
We have the Ethan joke.
Pretending to be his audience.
Yeah.
That's a great. It's seriously.
Yeah. Gotta stop this. I never thought
I'd
get tired of bacon,
Joe. I can't really do Jim Gaffigan. Jim Gaffigan.
No, I got it. It was great.
Hot pocket.
Hot pocket.
Does he always talk about food?
No comment.
Do they always talk about their podcast?
Question. What does the beyond? What is Beyond the Pale mean?
It means she's so pale, she's
right, I know that in that context. But it's a real phrase.
Yeah. It means just completely beyond, like, if you say it's like, oh man, that was beyond the pale, I mean, that's so
does
terrible.
It have anything to do with a whiter shade of pale?
What?
It puts Carl to sleep with pale.
No, that, you don't know.
Or he was doing a Cowardly Lion impression, I'm not sure.
You don't know what that noise was. Could have been perfect, for all you know.
Do they always talk about the noises they make? Why do they keep talking about the screen and the computer we can't see?
Why do they go on for 40 minutes at a time?
It's been 50 minutes now.
Are they really this bad at math?
Have a watch.
Does Zach always laugh like that?
Yes. Oh, and now he moved the mic away from his mouth.
He can't hear it. Coward.
Coward dice.
Vocal Pro. Mark 12 Pro.
Podcast is good.
Radio Shack.
This is soiled. Cut it short!
The soiled cast.
We can't stop yet. We have another topic. I'll get to it.
Oh, dear Lord. No, exactly.
We can talk about Los Enchiladas.
Yeah.
I want to hear it. I want to hear that topic right now.
Shame. Talk about that movie I haven't seen yet.
Oh, I want to see that movie.
Oh, I have a cool story about it that'll make people sad, kind of.
Okay, go.
Alright. So, without incriminating myself in any sort of fashion through the audio waves... Actually, that wouldn't be incriminating.
What, are you pirate something?
Yes. Well, ooh. Let's say that I took this movie from the VHS tape and made it to a DVD and happened to hand that over to someone on the internet who then proceeded to distribute it over the internet.
Oh.
And guess what? Mitch Hedberg's wife was not pleased.
Like,
not at all.
Wait, are you serious?
I am dead serious.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God.
She was very upset.
Yikes.
So this other person got in trouble?
Not at all, actually. Nobody got in trouble.
But she was
angry.
Did she contact someone, or did she make an internet?
She found a way to contact...
You?
No, the other guy. Nobody knows that I did.
Okay, good. Wait, yeah. Was it a Mitch Hedberg? No.
What?
He's dead.
Yeah. Do you not know that?
What is this movie, then?
Oh, we left it out.
Carl and I know
what it is. What?
I don't think it's very incriminating on this podcast.
No.
We were just talking about it.
Los Enchiladas.
Oh, wait. I thought...
That movie.
That's a movie?
What did you think it was?
I thought it was, like, a dumb Mexican something reference. I don't know. I don't know what you guys meant.
It is both. Sort of like how El Psycho is a dumb Mexican reference. And something greater. Which is a joke, but... Dimitri Martin, who is just a light Mitch Hedberg, which makes us go full circle.
Wait a minute. So,
wow, fun story.
Yeah.
You're famous, Mike.
And not in jail, which is the important part.
That's the moral of the story.
Don't do acid.
All's well that's at the end, outside of the jail cell.
Or, yeah.
Or outside of the casket. Or outside of the morgue. Unless you work at the morgue, that's okay.
Yeah.
No, it's not, dude. You should seriously...
You should seriously change careers.
Yeah. It's depressing.
Now we're giving out career advice.
It doesn't matter if you've wanted to be a mortician your whole life. Carl says, don't work there.
Carl says, no, that wouldn't be any fun.
I don't say it like that.
No, stop it.
Carl has a less whiny, or a more whiny voice. I'm not sure quite which one.
Two things. Number one...
It's like dual tone.
Why would you want to hang out with dead people all day?
Why wouldn't you? They don't talk back to you. They don't...
They'll respect your authority.
They will. They'll do whatever you want because you make them do it. If you're, like, getting that casket, they'll be like, just move me in there.
Power trip.
Man.
Not really every man.
I wonder if every mortician is very egotistic.
This sounds sexual. Maybe just because we're talking about them.
You guys want to go to Wawa?
I was there today.
Yeah, want to go back?
No, not at all.
Never again.
Really? I had a cheesesteak. Cheesesteak with honey mustard and light mayo.
From Wawa?
Yes,
I did. They make those?
Remember, chicken cheesesteak from Wawa.
I have been out of the loop. YouTube is streaming live. Wawa's making cheesesteaks.
The entire class. Remember they gave us gift bags?
Yeah.
Remember those gift bags that took out Wawa gift
cards? The Wawa gift cards,
yeah. I haven't used mine yet. And I'd really like to. And every time I'm back home, I never have an occasion to go to Wawa.
I don't remember.
Yes. It has been in my wallet for 2 years.
Is it valid?
A hole needs to be spent.
Oh my god.
If it's anything like a Toys R Us gift card, they will slowly take money from you.
I think I might have checked it sometime in the last year or so. It was still there.
I will drive you to Wawa, but I won't drive you back.
All right. Let's go to Wawa.
That's halfway there.
It's been fun, guys.
Yep, this has been great.
Wait.
Hold on. Time to go to Wawa.
What's the
last topic?
Well, the other topic was just that we would discuss our summer plans.
Give something for them to think about.
This is Noise from the Basement gives back.
To the community.
I'm working at the University of Pittsburgh.
What are you doing?
Yes.
I sit in a behind a desk.
Doing what?
in
the computing labs.
Are you in the desk?
I help people print.
I sit in the desk.
Just printing and scanning are not easy things to do.
Oh, we'll get to this. We're not over with.
What do you do?
Oh, what do I do? Well, I work for a company, and I am in the IT department.
Isn't it?
It is secret. It's very secret.
Oh, is it really? Can I hear
no.
about it, please?
Yes, I'll tell you everything.
I don't mean the bird, but I have the shiniest one.
That's because I just took that one out of the box.
Yeah.
But anyway, guess. Okay, so I basically do, like, everything. Which I didn't think I'd be doing, but, like, if anyone's like, hey, we need to manage the network, or if anyone's like, hey, update Adobe Flash Player, I'm the same guy who does both of those. And also, people break copiers a lot.
No kidding.
Now, we have, like, the building is 8 floors. We only really do things on, like 3 floors.
Right.
We have 20 copiers.
Oh, my God.
And then we also have, like, little printers as well. People don't know how to do things.
No.
I have become an expert on copier repairs. Little do I know, even, how much I know.
Yeah. No, I believe that statement.
How much you know.
Now, it's really cool. Oh, I gotta tell you, I have a story. Really awesome.
Let's hear it.
So, on Wednesday, there was a meeting, right?
A day ago, yesterday.
Yeah, I think it was yesterday. Might have been other days.
Today's Thursday.
Okay, might have been Tuesday. I don't know. Not making any promises. But there was some sort of meeting in the morning with these people wearing suits and stuff. And I had to set up their projector the night before, so I wasn't going to be in at 8 o'clock, because that's just insane.
Screw that.
Yeah. So, I set up the projector, and I was just like, hey, you guys just got to turn on the laptop and the projector, and you'll be cool. You can just do whatever you want. So, I'm sitting behind my little, it's not really a desk, it's like a counter that they put like a chair under. Because, yeah.
Because that's what you're worth, Mike.
Yeah, really. But so, I was sitting there, and then all of a sudden, I get this little notification. It's like, urgent, help needed with projector. And I was just like, oh, this is going to be good. So I get up there, and the door's closed, and I just kind of walk in, and there's all these people. There's like 20 people, and all wearing suits, and they all turn to look at me, and I was just like, whoa. So I go around to the projector, and I'm just like looking at it, and the laptop's there, and the screen's black, so I'm just like, hmm. And then I hit the power button on the laptop, and then everything works.
Oh my God.
They didn't turn on their own laptop?
No.
Wow.
Imagine you're that.
How dumb can you tell yourself?
That's beyond the pale.
Yeah. And guess what? I had one day where all I did was put toner next to a copier.
Not even in.
I made $100 that day from moving toner.
Great.
I know.
That's fantastic, Mike.
Like that.
Stupendous.
Expert toner mover.
I can move toner like no other. I do it with the best one. Yeah. That's what I'm going to be doing for until mid-September.
That's fun.
Nice.
I'm going to be working at Emerson College in Boston. That's where I'll be located. Actually, I'll be located in Brooklyn.
Oh, you're going to live in Brooklyn?
Brooklyn.
Oh.
That's exactly what I said.
That was going to be an interesting commute. Brooklyn to Massachusetts.
No, Brooklyn, man. Get it right.
Brooklyn.
Does everybody else think that you're living in Brooklyn?
No, they don't. Because
they have ears.
Yeah. What are you saying?
So yeah.
Okay, no, wait, we're not done with this.
Nope.
If you're listening to this and you think Zach said Brooklyn, say something in the comments. Or
yeah!
In iTunes.
Oh, call to action.
Go to the chat.
Say anything in the comments.
Well, yeah, that's right.
I know where I'm in the chat.
Because, Mike, the amount of people who would like.
Do you want me to mainline
like,
some people?
Downloaded our podcast?
Yeah.
That's not as many people have actually looked at our blog or clicked on, like,
exactly.
At least the individual podcast.
Would you like
pages,
me to plug the podcast? Because I have many resources in which I could do so.
Yeah, no, do it. We could be
shit.
Internet famous.
That would be an awful idea.
Why?
Like, why don't we save our potential
show
internet
on this podcast
else?
So that you can plug
whoa.
This podcast on that show? And
that would
we'll,
be an awful, awful idea.
We'll make.
Look at that motion with Shane's hands.
Yeah, you can't even say it. Oh my God, it's so good.
It was great.
Wait, I plugged my show on the last show of this show.
There was one time I wanted
Obsolete.
To plug.
Obsolete. Yeah.
The Great Internet Video
the
Show.
The Great Internet Video Show.
There was one time
the
I wanted
one.
To plug
the
like a blog or the website in the morning announcements. And Carl yelled at me.
Oh my God, I remember that.
Wait, what? You seriously plugged El Cycle?
No, I thought Joy Wood said that too, so I didn't.
Good. Don't do that.
Yeah,
oh, God.
I remember being
that
very
awful.
Upset.
In fairness, no one would look it up.
Yes, they would have, because people do that.
That's what high school does.
Yes. People do.
Carl, you know what you should
I don't
do?
Know.
What?
I have it on good authority that people don't listen to morning announcements. No one came to TV Club.
I was there.
I came to TV Club sometimes.
I watched Gilmore Girls. I know what's up.
Zach badgered me enough and kicked me out of the auditorium. I went to TV
Club. Yeah, quit having fun in the hallway, and get your ass down in the studying room, and sit in the room and watch TV. Fine,
we're gonna watch good quality television, and you're gonna like it.
We'll be supportive of your lame ass club.
You know, what Carl should do? Carl, with his short-lived and possibly renewable actual radio show, should plug El Cycle.
Wait, is it still up and around?
Is what still up and around?
El Cycle.
No, it isn't.
There's an archive of the episodes and a kind of website, but the actual ElCycle.org is now owned by something.
We podcasted once a week, didn't we?
We should reclaim
a little bit. We kind of did.
How, I think we kind of
did. How did we get that regular?
I think once a week. No. We had song picks every week.
We had school to keep us regular.
God,
song picks.
We ate five of remember movie reviews? I just did like 10 movie reviews and then rolled them out whenever.
Do you remember song picks?
Wait,
do we still have those?
Yeah, tell me you saved those song picks.
I have a song pick. Wait, I have picked a song real quick. It's called
Strawberry Swing.
It's called the first song of Kanye's new album. And it's really good. And there's this one part where, who's the lady that sang to that song?
Nicki Minaj.
There's this one part where Nicki Minaj raps.
Zach is like an encyclopedia.
And then Kanye sings, but it's not very good. But it doesn't matter because it's not about the quality of his voice. It's about the lyrics.
I want him with me at all times.
I'm Bon Iver's in that song too.
That's the last song.
Bon Iver?
No, he's in. Bon Iver's in a few songs. He's on Monster.
Really?
He's on the first song.
Wait, Bon Iver's in Monster?
Monster, yes, the first song.
Monster.
No, he's the guy who sings all that shit.
Everybody knows I'm a motherfucking monster. I'm gonna need to do your fucking hand at the concert.
So now,
not that part.
Now we don't
that
have people of any religion listening to this, and black people.
What? I just rapped some Kanye. We have to pay for this now?
I don't know.
Kanye's rich enough. He had the top album.
Carl, enough is enough, Kanye.
Carl,
enough.
I'm gonna let you finish, but Kanye deserves all the money he gets.
He's a genius. He's the voice of our generation. He's a gay fish.
He is.
What?
He really likes
coming out fishing. With a South Park reference. No. Yeah, I'm sorry.
If Kanye can make a South Park reference.
Oh. In his song he did.
I forgot to watch the new episode of South Park.
As did I.
You guys seen Pokemon yet?
No.
Is that like happening around us?
No. Somewhere in New York City.
Oh yeah, because we go there all the time.
Hey Zach, we should take a day trip to New York together.
Zach,
just the two of us.
You live in Brooklyn, Zach. You should see it.
I'll be right there.
An hour.
No, they're actually playing in Prospect Park again.
1 hour.
I think we're pretty good.
They're playing in Prospect Park.
Playing in Prospect Park.
I heard about this. Yeah. My friend Trevor wants me to go with him.
There's a place to play in Prospect
Park. Wait,
Prospect Park where?
Well, come on, not you. You come.
Which Prospect Park are they talking about?
Need to ditch him.
That'd be cute.
Like, I don't know.
Remember those plans?
Because I'm in this state.
I made them with.
It's all right, Shane. No one can hear you anyway.
We're having two conversations now during the podcast.
I still can't.
You're just shouting into this microphone.
That God! So we have burnt out and then some. This letter has crumbled and broken my leg.
I think we can go
need
on.
To make this podcast short. Who's listening? Who gives a shit? Like,
this is just an excuse for us to talk with each other.
Hang out.
Yeah, that's true.
If there's microphones involved, we feel productive.
That's true.
Exactly. We feel like we're creating content.
I see the blue knob go up on the screen every now and then.
Yeah.
Look at that. Sorry, I'm just going to delete this when we're done anyway.
No, you have to put it up with number 8.
Oh, alright.
I still have Noise from the Basement saved. It's my bookmarks.
I forget how to upload these, just in case anybody's wondering.
I know.
So.
Email the audio file to Zach, and he'll take it.
Email the gigantic audio file.
You just go to archive.org, put that shit up, and then copy it and paste it into the blog.
Alright.
We should have an L-Cycle Dropbox.
What?
Yeah, we can Dropbox.
Dropbox, the fun new hip service that everyone's using.
Yeah.
To share files on the internet.
Did you guys use my codes to do it? Because you would have given me more gigabytes.
I think I had one before you tried to get codes.
Oh, okay. Did Carl like just get a Dropbox or something?
Yeah, I just got a Dropbox.
Yeah, Carl invited me. And I was like, I already have one, man.
Well,
They were like, we'll give you points if you invite people.
And I was like, I want more storage space.
Invite everybody on contacts list.
No, I only did my parents. I didn't want my old TAs to get mad at me.
Oh, God, I've accidentally sent stuff to everyone in my contacts.
Yeah, man, that's invitations to Facebook, right?
Yeah, I did that. I sent one to Doc. So Babcock.
Oh, that's
hilarious. To my mom, who accepted it, and I've been friends with her on Facebook.
I want to friend Mr. Babcock on Facebook now. I missed that class.
Yeah.
Remember when I wrote that funny thing on the board?
Oh, sure. You can talk about Mr. Babcock, but I can't talk about Mr. Babcock.
We were given a presentation about FDR.
I'm going to be living on guess what street? Babcock Street.
Oh, nice.
Oh, snap.
Do you remember when we were given that presentation on like FDR, and we had to talk about like what he did? And then I was supposed to write constructed public works on the board. Rather, constructed pubic works. And then Mr. Babcock was like, you should probably like drop an L in there. And Zach was like, no, why would we want to do that?
That sounds like fun.
I heard The Adventures of Sam Hansen.
You did. There was 101 because you misnumbered.
Did she ever not like that? Because she was a real person also, and drew the character with a mustache. Yeah. She was a girl. The Sam Hansen was a girl.
File with it.
Zach, did you scan all of those and put them on archive.org yet?
I made some animation with them. That's on Vimeo.
Did you guys get a prom together?
Yeah. You need more Vimeo animation, Zach. Yeah. I'm getting tired of watching your same ones over and over again while I'm alone at like 2 in the morning.
Kind of lazy. Well,
have you ever talked to Sam Hansen ever since?
No.
A couple times? No?
You should take it to
once
college prom.
Like November after we went to college. That was it.
You should send her a link to this podcast.
You really should. You just be like, you gotta listen to an hour and a half when we talk about you.
Yeah, at the very end.
No, I should just like.
Yeah, we'll talk about you at the very end.
You should just be like, play it backwards.
I actually still reread those on occasion. I'm oddly proud of you.
Yeah, they were good. And it was great.
I like the old man.
They went like, they got so insane at the end. They got like Lost Esque in the last series.
Lost Esque?
There was a series?
Zach! This was doodles that you made in class.
At the end, though, it got epic. Where like it would have like flashbacks to Sam Hansen when she was a woman, and you'd be like, "What the fuck?" And you'd be like, "She wasn't always a man, but she never had a sex change or anything." And it became this whole intense mythology.
This is how
I
imagine Zach's brain works.
Chapter.
Oh, the tangle.
It was really ridiculous.
Like, Carl is a Carl, but has he always been a Carl?
Yes, I've always been Carl.
That's not how Zach thinks.
But he never had a call change operation.
No, he did not. Or did he? But he said he never had major surgery.
Oh,
never had
Ian Reynolds surgery. Was the only other person in the comic. He was an antagonist. But in the last one, it was revealed that he was in love with Sam.
Oh, yeah. A little parallel to real life there.
A little kindergarten romance.
Yeah, so he was like, how can no one else see her beauty? So he then, like, God, he hooked all of Sam's devices up to a machine that would, like, read their history and, like, show it on the screen. And all of a sudden, he'd get to one, and it'd be like, Sam was a woman. He'd be like, holy shit, she used to look like that. And then he'd get to another, and he'd look like something else. So then he'd hook something up. He hooked a baby up to it. And then
the baby.
And then the baby would show the whole situation of what happened when some, like, fairy came out and, like, cursed Sam to life as a man or something.
That's deep, Zach. Yeah. You should have written this. People, stoners watching Adult Swim at 12 o'clock in the morning would have loved it.
I did try to write like an Adult Swim-esque pilot. That's what the preliminary animation is for.
Zach, you got it. Oh,
I did animate the first chapter, first smack in the baby.
You don't know how like popular on YouTube this would become if you actually like completed.
Seriously?
But yeah, like I'm dead serious.
I don't know.
We would be famous! Weird.
I'm not a good enough animator.
This whole podcast would be known by millions.
Who was that guy who did, whatchamacallit? What's that show that's on? The Regular Show. Have you guys heard of The Regular Show?
I actually just watched an episode earlier today.
I haven't heard of it.
Well, that was originally from this sketch about two dudes in a convenience store doing acid. Yeah.
Wow,
a wonderful place to be doing acid.
And it was just like pen and ink. You know, it was like a pen and ink, like, stop motion thing, and now he's super famous for the TV show.
Yeah, dude, Regular Show rocks.
Yeah.
You know what'll get YouTube famous?
What?
Videos of you after your wisdom teeth surgery. They're great.
Oh, you keep trying to get me to do this.
They're fantastic.
You want me to do this?
I get counts.
We can put it on the El Cycle channel.
Great like-to-dislike ratio.
No.
What if I look like a fool?
We're going to make a new channel just for El Cycle. or whatever we're called.
Why do we even have that idea? Why did I do that for you guys?
What did you do?
Why was I like, yeah, Everyone wants a Deathcycle YouTube channel. Deck. Don't put things there.
Yeah. Why did you make a fake Facebook profile?
Why did you make
that
two?
Was weird, man.
And from every
two
Jenny
that we
song.
Know of.
Every yeah. Jenny song that you can find on Facebook.
There's still like 30 of them that are friends with
that are friends with this person. Yeah. They never found.
No, Teresa Simmons has a lot of friends, and sometimes she actually shows up on, I think, Jane's. Like, and I think, shows people yeah. can communicate with
us. every time something happens and I write something on that character's wall, people must think I'm being terribly mean, but it's yeah. just me yelling at Zach.
The only time I ever wish anyone a happy birthday is pretty much just Shane, and it's from her account.
Yeah. That was great. I was like, oh, Zach.
I always wish her a happy birthday. She's the only person on Facebook I wish happy birthday.
Oh, wow.
And every now and then I'll update her relationship with Edwin Barnes.
Edwin Barnes.
You need to friend Ethan with that account.
Yeah, I should. Ethan should be friends. He has no idea what it is.
Have you stopped listening yet?
No.
I still like, what are Ethan up on Zach's wall? Of all Mike's friends, I hate you the most.
I hate you the most.
That one's awesome.
That's why we love Ethan.
Classic Ethan.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Remember the chat room?
Yes,
we
I remember the chat room.
It's still there. Yeah. No one ever went to it.
Everyone I was like, hey, Mike, we should do that again.
And then you came in there maybe once.
And then I disappeared, yeah.
I'm still there.
Summer 08, right?
There was, after it died out, I went in there every now and then, and like, I'd say shit and no one would be
Zach, we'll bring the bot back.
Yeah, I love
the bot. We'll bring Ethan and the bot.
Remember the bot thing where you did verses for like a Google search to see how many things a certain thing would turn? And you'd be like, Mike, like, Mike being popular and Mike being a loser, and Mike being a loser got more results. You're like, Mike's a loser.
Mike's a loser.
Something
remember
like that.
Remember when the 8 bus or the bear was going to eat you?
No, yeah.
Magic 8 ball. Yeah.
Oh, remember the fucking Google image search? Everyone was just like, penis. It was always like.
Zach, that was you.
Yeah.
Zach, who searched for penis in the Google image search?
Guess what Ethan found like a week or two ago?
What?
We have the quotes, and we also have all of the logs.
Yes!
Oh
yes!
And now I listened, yeah, of course I was. I read all the quotes, I could not stop laughing. Like,
yeah,
that was
man.
The hardest I've laughed
they're
in
great.
Years.
I think I still have that bookmark.
They're hysterical.
Good, man. Send me
is
a link.
A new link? Because the link keeps
yes,
changing.
Yes, there's a. There, I have saved a page of them because his database broke or something.
Oh.
So, but I have them all in readable format.
Good, yeah. Awesome.
And the logs.
Yeah,
it would take like a long time to read them.
They're on his server, and he broke his foot recently, actually. And
I remember that.
He is on, I believe, he's on the Vicodin.
Oh, okay.
And sometimes the server that he owns just goes down, and he doesn't seem to care too much about it.
Because on Vicodin, it's just like, hey
just
man,
like,
the server, it'll be back up.
It's
sometime.
Doing its own thing. It'll be cool.
It'll be back up.
It'll all be alright.
It'll all be
Yeah, well, I feel like we're winding down, guys.
Yeah,
remember how Jenny was always in the chat room with us?
We were not.
More memories.
The regulars in the chat
room
were actually like
Jenny
Mike.
Came back to the chat like a week ago.
It was Mike, Shane, me, and Jenny, and every now and then Carl.
I would pop in and out.
Occasionally, like Devin or
Carl would come in.
Or
Mislav, yeah.
Mislav.
Wait, Mislav?
Yeah,
he
showed up a couple
times. Are you
serious? A handful of times, actually.
We can just...
Oh, and Adam Black. And there was, like, one time where he, like, tried to hook up, like, some sort of drug deal with someone
in
the chat room, not thinking they were in a separate window or something. It was
when
Nick Vendetta.
Nick Vendetta was in the chat room?
What?
Yeah. We were popular.
Who
we
are these
all of these friends that wanted to talk to us.
A lot of people did go in the chat room. Obviously, Ellen, like, Molly was in there.
Molly was in there.
I remember Molly. I remember Molly was in there.
We
were cool. We were real cool.
Yeah, and the forums we had were popular
man.
For a short time.
Oh,
did
forums.
Anybody ever get to like 1,000 posts and then get all the stars?
No.
Of course not. I told you that beforehand.
What did we post in there?
I don't know.
Yeah, well,
they
were
like really popular for like 3 weeks.
Yeah, one got tons of.
Yeah, like sometimes they'd get a lot of responses. Like, it was really
what
random.
Happened to us?
We were so young.
The chat actually lasted like a good summer.
Yeah. Oh, summer 08. I was just probably reminiscing.
I was in New York for a lot of that summer.
I remember that was crazy.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then Zach tried to go solo on us.
Yeah, how'd your other podcast work out?
Well, Carl kind of went solo too with his radio show.
Well, that I went
and then I kind of went solo.
Carl and I have two podcasts together.
Shane's the only one who didn't do anything.
Oh yeah, that's
I'm
true.
On the ground.
Yeah,
I went mainstream.
Shane,
like in a big way.
I'm sold out.
Shane actually distributes his podcast on cassette tapes.
I still only perform in living rooms with my friends.
It's like one man Shane.
The one man Shane.
It's a comedy club disguised as a house. You just gotta keep knocking on doors till you find it.
There's also the podcast with just me, Mike, you can and Jenny.
Oh,
which was amazing. That was amazing.
I always tried to do a second Cyclocast, but we never would.
I was Carl. It was cool.
Yeah.
I didn't know Ethan's voice was so deep. That was I don't know. Who is he?
I think he was me.
Shane.
Was he me?
He might have been Mike.
No, I think I was Mike. I think you were Carl. Jenny was Shane. So Ethan was me.
Okay. That's too good.
Even was me because you had him do the movie review.
Did I?
Yeah.
Oh, who was I? Like?
I think you were you.
No, I was not.
I'm pretty sure. I really think you were you because you're Zach.
Yeah, let's listen to the Cyclecast.
I don't have the Wi-Fi configured, Zach. You have a phone.
Yeah, I have a phone.
We'll turn airplane mode on.
Yeah, actually, how are we gonna figure this out? There's not like any
written site. Am I going
archive.org?
No. I guess we'll never know.
Yeah.
But this has been fun.
Oh, well, Shane's leaving.
Shane is leaving, apparently.
It's been more than an hour.
It's been an hour and a half, almost.
It's been a long time.
It's like 11 o'clock.
It only took us like half an hour to get this set up.
Yeah, we have to go to Wawa.
It's 11 o'clock.
Zach's the one to go to Wawa.
We're not going to Wawa.
Zach's like the little kid who's just like planning the night for us.
No, I already had dinner. I don't need to go back.
As did I.
Yeah, but they have probably items that aren't edible there.
Are you going to be able to buy exactly $10 worth? Because if not...
Dude, you just got to get lots of soft pretzels. Because they're like 99
cents. They have soft pretzels there. What if I like buy you guys a soft pretzel?
What if you buy me a pack of Sea Bass?
I don't think I'll do that.
Damn it.
Carl, aren't you of age? You can buy your own damn cigarettes.
Yeah, but I got to call my Corey.
That's how all great things start.
Wait, why?
Because you said you were going to hang out with him.
Right.
A very special.
So check out this penny. It looks so shiny. And it says 2011 on it. Got a picture of Abraham Lincoln on the front. It says 1 cent on the back. Boy, oh boy.
Carl needs to smoke to make his attention span
e
longer.
Pluribus unum. You know what that means? In Latin, united we stand. Together we fall.
It's not. He's wrong. Don't listen to him.
I didn't know that King Floyd lyrics were on the back of all U.S. currency. It's good to know.
I don't trust in God. What is this bullshit?
Bullshit.
That currency represents me as a United States citizen. And I disagree with the portrayal.
You're going to have to stop using money.
The pledge to apply allegiance.
Oh my, so wait, does anybody watch The Office?
I sometimes.
So, who was it? Dwight. When Dwight was over for that day.
I haven't watched that.
And he made him do the pledge. Everybody says the pledge, except Oscar doesn't say, under God, and like looks at the camera, and like makes a point of not saying under God. And I laugh. That was the hardest I've ever laughed at anything in The Office ever.
I had to do that so much. Hated that.
I would do that. I would
just not say the pledge.
I would not say it.
Mad at me.
Do you remember when Mr. Waldman was like, it's like, it is your right to not say the pledge. And then he had a sub who like tried to make everybody do the pledge.
Yeah,
that was hilarious. Yeah,
that sounds awesome. Like, teachers would be like, Zach, say the fucking pledge, man. And I was like,
that's exactly what
And you were like, nah, fuck off, man.
Yeah.
You're like, I don't want
to. Mind your own business.
Off my gat.
This whole routine seems ridiculous, even if there wasn't God in this.
This is how
it's
we do
kind of stupid. Like, there's a flag, I get a pledge of my allegiance every day.
Yeah, every day. Yeah, like, I forgot I did it yesterday.
What a dumbass ritual.
When I go to sleep, all like my contracts
are
like,
your commitments to the
nation.
It's
like your
flag is so insecure; it needs us to re-up with our loyalty every day of the week.
Well, that's how I feel.
Some systems are broken,
and the God part wasn't even in there.
Speaking of systems that are broken,
no,
I think it was like 34.
Yeah, that's the most ridiculous thing. It's like
It was changed to have God.
I think it was 54. Was stupid.
No, because we were fighting God was communists.
It was written by... It wasn't McCarthy.
Yeah, I
think that would have been...
It was written originally like by a priest, and there was no under God.
Yeah, that's true.
What are you doing, America?
Oh my God, fun fact, we learn new things every day. So many, can't even count.
I can't stop learning.
Can't even count. Every day you're alive, full of knowledge. Full of knowledge. I'm bringing this out. Fake this out.
Pluto. Sweepstakes.
There's not many fading.
Cheesesteak.
The cheesesteak sweepstakes.
Fine. You've been a lovely audience.
You have.
Until August.
You're special.
Shane, when are you coming back to the area?
Well,
we don't need Zach.
I'll be back in the middle of June.
Oh, alright.
I'll be back in August. Possibly. Really in the middle of June?
Specifics are a little fuzzy, but, you know.
Just briefly.
Yeah.
Hey, you know. If we podcast and we do a better job, maybe we can even tell other people about it.
Maybe we
can. You know what? I will not be ashamed of
everything. Yeah, right.
I've never posted a noise from the basement on Facebook, but
I have.
I usually do it through Teresa's profile.
So I'll see it.
Yeah.
I think so the
four of us all know that we recorded a podcast.
Yeah, if we're going to be serious and like actually and have all the people listen to the podcast... We should just start a new podcast.
Yeah.
I mean, really.
Wait, we already did that.
We should start a podcast called El Psycho, but have no mention of the previous
one.
Yes,
seriously.
This is completely new. Novel,
yeah, this is.
We're not.
Yeah.
We're not
this logo around. Has been around forever. And
see, we didn't invent
this.
Oh,
I love
school.
The logo.
Which, right. Which one?
I'm going to begin to talk without holding this.
I've never had holding this.
I've been Shane.
I'm still Carl.
I've been Zach.
And I'm Mike.
Good night.
Good night.
And good luck.
Or you're listening to it in the afternoon with Case Black.